This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Let this guy run the board. What's going on? Did I press the right buttons? Can you hear me out there in Radio Land? I hope so. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can also get us on our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. In the studio with you tonight on this live Monday night edition, it's myself, the captain. It's Ian.
And nobody.
And let's just kick things off right away with this bit that I got. This is from Vice.com from August 20th. Cops raided and shut down the only magic mushroom church in the United States.
Well, the only one they know about.
Well, okay.
That's an important distinction.
That's a good point. I'm sure there are others. This one, near as I can tell, was actually following the letter of the law. Near as I can tell. And I say that because this is out of Oakland, California, where they actually decriminalized the mushrooms, but yet cops still raided and shut them down. The teaser headline is Oakland police marched into the Zidedor. I don't know if I'm mispronouncing that. Z-I-D-E.
Zidedor.
Zidedor Church of Entheogenic Plants.
Awesome.
They seized its stash and called in firefighters to bust open the safes, according to photos and videos posted to Instagram. And, of course...
Oh, wow.
Is that a thing firefighters...
Did firefighters do that?
Yeah.
I mean, I have to write a song called, you know, F the Firefighters.
F the Firefighters, because they do show a picture of a couple of firefighters. It looks like one of them is operating either, I believe that's some sort of a metal grinder to cut through the metal of the safe, and then they show another picture that I can't quite determine what they're doing, but there are several... firefighters, at least judging by the hats that they're wearing. Because, as George Carlin said, hats might be important. Pay attention to that.
Oh, yeah. Hats make a difference.
So, yeah, they apparently raided this place. The Zidedor Church of Entheogenic Plants in Oakland, California, was the most prominent magic mushroom club in the United States, if not the country's only brick-and-mortar venue for purchasing psilocybin.
Oh, they were selling it. See, that's going to be a different story,
well,
Captain.
Or were people donating to the church and the church providing them with some sort of religious...
Yeah, they've got that
religious
covered.
Bits like, you know, the wine and the crackers.
The thing
is, if it's necessary to do mushrooms for your religion, then you have to pay for those mushrooms. I mean, I don't know if anybody whose religion says you should go steal mushrooms.
Right.
Well, I mean, I get what you're saying, nobody. You're not wrong about that. But as far as the, you know, the ordinance is concerned, as far as the statutes in California are concerned, from what I understand, and we did report on Oakland when they did their decriminalization here on Free Talk Live. From what I understand, they made the possession of mushrooms, or the possession, I think it was actually of any hallucinogenic plant, so peyote would have qualified, maybe something else. But
psilocybin,
DMT,
for sure.
Psilocybin, certainly. And so the idea was the possession of it would be decriminalized, not the sale of it. And most of the statutes that are out there have things in them to, like, cover the whole idea of this isn't a sale, it's a donation. That they've got that covered in the statutes, and that basically still counts as a sale under the government's perspective.
Well, they were never the charge was never sales; it was always distribution. They don't have to prove you got paid to convict you of distribution. Only that you passed the goods on to somebody.
Right. So whatever That's it true. Was, it all ended last week when Oakland police raided the, quote, church, unquote. This article has church in quotes for some reason. Officers made no arrests, but they did seize $200,000 in cash.
Jeez.
They seized cannabis, and they seized several strains of psychedelic mushrooms, according to Dave Hodges, one of its founders.
Mental note. Future mushroom churches in Oakland and elsewhere, don't keep the cash in the same place as
the
weed
and the mushrooms, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Initially, this was a cannabis church. Zidore added mushrooms to its offerings late last summer after the Oakland City Council approved a resolution declaring that arresting adults involved with certain psychedelic plants was among the lowest priority local law enforcement.
They thought the coast was clear, and sadly, it wasn't. And that's tragic.
The council, however, did not remove any state drug laws from the book. So it was a county law, apparently? Oakland City Council, right. It said so.
So they can't override the state law, but they can tell their officers, hey, don't investigate this. So I'm guessing this was state police. I don't know if you read that. Was it state police?
The article continues, but it told law enforcement to turn the other cheek to possession and use.
Right.
Cultivation and sales are another story. The council promised to get to that next.
Mm.
In the meantime, police paid several visits to the church. They made undercover buys, quote unquote, in plain clothes and later returned in uniform with vows to shut the operation down. The last time was on April 21st when Officer John Romero gave Hodges clear instructions to close or risk the consequences. Sounds like a threat to me.
Well, okay, so this is really interesting.
Threatening me?
Yeah, this is really interesting that the police actually tipped their hand. They didn't just go in completely unannounced and raid this place. They came and threatened them first, which is pretty unusual as far as police tactics are concerned. It sounds to me like they almost didn't want to have to enforce on these people because they're probably worried about some form of backlash.
And it hasn't quite specified which police, whether it was city, county, state.
Well, I would be happy to lash their backs for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I heard you're beating a Karen, so...
Oh, good God.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a bit.
That's a little teaser for later. In the meantime, so we got to that. The church had shut down its cannabis smoking lounge following the statewide shelter-in-place order during COVID. COVID-19! You can't have a smoking lounge because of COVID.
Right, yeah, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, which has for the longest time been one of the leading organizations in favor of legalization and decriminalization of cannabis, they put out a notice after COVID saying that now the new rules, because it used to be pass to the left, right? You pass a joint, pass a pipe or whatever.
Pass the Dutchie on the left-hand side.
Now the new rules, according to normal, are that there's no more passing weed.
This must be the new normal.
So, yeah, has the new normal affected the new normal?
I don't know. I don't hang out with those people.
The new normal has made normal into a new normal.
Yeah, I don't hang out with masked people, generally, and so I wouldn't hang out with masked people that smoke weed. So I don't know.
It'd be hard to smoke weed with a mask.
I don't know. I wouldn't have a problem hanging out with somebody because they were in a mask, but
depends on the mask.
Yeah, but
like if it was a mask like Hillary Clinton, I'd be like,
with a new normal, I'm just going to have to learn to be a new abnormal.
There was a time in my life when I read the magazine that the National Organization for the Reformation of Marijuana Laws, or Normal.
They had a magazine?
They had a print magazine, Normal, yeah.
Huh.
If you were a member, or so, you know, if you, you know.
Oh, wow.
A friend of mine's parents were, you know, very active in the, well, we'll just call it the activism for marijuana laws. And so I think as a result of their annual donation, they sent them a magazine. I don't know if it was monthly, but maybe it was quarterly or something like that.
Mm-hmm. KQED is reporting Oakland police shutting down. So the actual city police.
So it was Oakland. Okay. So the church had shut down its cannabis smoking because of COVID-19, but continued the exchange of mushrooms for cash throughout the spring and summer.
Really ballsy.
That's awesome. So on August 13th, Romero and about a dozen other officers returned to the church located on the ground floor of a nondescript two-story building on a block in East Oakland.
All right.
Well, more on the morons who raided the church and what happened to this mushroom church. Coming up here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Chinese banks limit customers' ability to buy gold. Chinese flooding and potential dam collapse threatens many Bitcoin operations. Withdrawals from crypto exchanges increase, indicating perhaps more people are holding their coin for themselves. Tentative agreement met to stabilize Bitcoin cash mining in conjunction with the currency's third birthday. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair? Bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Join us toll free. free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live, the live Monday night edition. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And we've been talking about this article from Vice about the Mushroom Church in Oakland, California, has been raided and shut down by police. But you know what hasn't been shut down? Cryptocurrency. Like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, for example. They haven't been shut down.
They can't stop those. They would, man. If they could raid...
stop the signal.
If they could raid Bitcoin, you know they'd do it.
Oh, they would in a minute.
But they can't.
And Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. So anyway, or swenyway, as I like to say. It's one word. S-W-E-N-N-Y-W-A-Y, swenyway. The church had shut down its cannabis smoking lounge, but continued to sell, according to this article, continued to exchange mushrooms for cash. They don't use the word sell, specifically.
Mm-hmm. It won't.
But the cops showed up, they marched in, they seized the church's stash, they called in firefighters to bust open the church's safes. According to photos and videos of the raid, Hodges posted to his Instagram page, in one video, a firefighter appears to lose control of a tool that jerks out of his hands while he's cutting into a safe and flies into the face of another.
What?
As unmasked cops watch.
Nissy, normally I hate to see firefighters get hurt, but this one had it coming.
Wow. Instant karma.
Yeah,
true.
I mean, yeah. PPE, safety first, guys. You know, get your safety goggles on if you're trying to...
Safety first. Don't mess with your karma by, you know, robbing a church.
Right. I guess there's nothing else going on in Oakland, said Hodges. Hodges is the, we'll call him the proprietor or the church... the head of the church, who was also the church's minister. I'm not 100% sure what the trigger for this was, but whatever it was, it's pretty clear this was an intimidation technique. And I have to side with him here on this very specific topic because no victim, no crime.
Oh, but Captain, the victims are these people who might be finding out that there's more to life than what meets the eye, and then that could really open their minds, and then they might start thinking things that are different than what society has instructed them to think. Those are the victims.
Quick, somebody panic.
I mean, yeah, it looks like they did. So, to hear police tell the story... Hodges knew exactly what he was doing, selling weed without a California state sales license, and going well beyond what the council allowed by selling mushrooms. And he had every opportunity to pack it in before the cops came knocking.
It does sound like he did have some opportunities to pack it in. Not that that makes it okay, but it does
right,
make it unusual.
But, I mean, you know, tyrants threatening you with violence for conducting otherwise peaceful activities.
I would hope that this guy, at the very least... put some cameras up in expectation of what was going to happen.
I believe he did because he had photos that he posted to Instagram of the firefighters. You know, either that or you're standing there with his cell phone when it went down or something and they didn't, you know, toss him in a car so he couldn't or something. In the search warrant, however, Romero made no mention of mushrooms, the church's main draw. Instead, he referred to the church as an illegal marijuana dispensary activity, which is a poor... wording of a sentence. The council said mushrooms should not be our priority, and they're not, said Oakland Police Captain Randall Wingate, who supervises...
We've solved every other crime. That's why we focused on this operation.
Yep. There's no more murders
Oakland
in Oakland.
Oakland is now safe.
No more rapes. No more burglaries. No more home invasions. So I guess all we got left to do is...
church invasion. Yeah.
He said, you can use mushrooms, you can grow your own mushrooms, but selling mushrooms is still not legal.
Yep.
Captain Randall Wingate.
they still are suffering on the under the illusion that matters somehow.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Their opinion means less than nothing.
They get really mad when you give somebody money for a thing and they don't get a cut. That's what this is about.
Oh yeah, extortion at the real, true, and heart of the matter. Strictly speaking, a mushroom club absolutely violates state law. This is the article speaking. Mm-hmm. But even before city council's resolution regarding mushrooms, drug sales in Oakland were generally tolerated. So they're going against their own...
Well, that's an interesting claim.
Yeah.
I don't know if I believe that. I don't know if I believe that prior to the mushroom decriminalization that the police were not investigating drug dealers. Sorry, I don't buy that.
This next sentence makes me question a lot of things. The city hosts, speaking of Oakland, the city hosts several underground seshes, which are pop-up open-air drug markets, where just about anything is available until someone makes a fuss.
Well, okay.
So the city of Oakland...
They don't
hosts?
Mean the city. I don't think that they mean the city government there. It is confusing, Captain, because when the term "the city" is used, it is used interchangeably by the media to mean the city government, as in the gang, and it is also used to mean anything happening within a physical geographic area known as Oakland. So I'm going to presume it's the latter meaning.
Yeah, you're probably right.
What they're saying is that there's certain areas of the city where people have set up a tent or where, you know, picnic tables in the
drug
park or whatever,
flea market,
and there's drug dealers that are buying and selling there, and unless someone calls to complain about it, then it goes unmolested, which makes sense because it's a big city, the cops aren't everywhere. And ultimately, they do respond when called in a lot of cases. We've got a cop outside of our studio right now that's been pulling people over for running through the stop sign.
Yeah, I saw her as I kind of made sure she noticed me noticing her sitting out front. She was actually next door, but
irritating. Yeah. I should go out there with my whiteboard and like warn people.
Just start taking selfies, right? You know, just get in front of the car and be like, "Hey, everybody!"
Get in front of the police car.
Yeah.
As long as they don't have anywhere to go. If they do, then that's disorderly conduct.
I mean, they can make up whatever they want, I guess.
Yes. Well, in the case of disorderly conduct, that law was created to deal with people who are blocking traffic and blocking sidewalks and things like that. So if they find you blocking those things, then you usually get charged with disorderly conduct.
To be fair, you could do it while standing on the sidewalk based on where she was parked this time. We have more about Zidedor and their raid of the Oakland police raid of the marijuana church coming up. We'll also get into your calls and your thoughts here tonight on this Monday edition of Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about these things or anything you'd like. We got more coming up.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. Free Talk Live is aired on nearly 200 radio stations throughout the week, and we've been doing this for almost 18 years. You can call in any evening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern to talk about whatever's on your mind. Sure, you can waste your time on Facebook and reach dozens of surly posters, or you can call in with your issue and reach 3 surly hosts. Oh, and nearly 500,000 weekly listeners. The number is 1-855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is projecting optimism to the people of North Carolina.
We're hitting new records in the stock market. We just hit new employment records for the last 3 months. 9 million people jobs. We reduced taxes. We reduced regulations.
California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is updating everyone on the wildfires across his state. Newsom saying more than 13,000 lightning strikes have had deadly results.
Sadly, we've lost 7 lives so far to these latest fires and over 1,200 reported structures.
Newsom saying, though, the state is making some progress on fighting the wildfires. A judge in Florida says school districts should be allowed to decide how they want to reopen based on their own safety guidelines. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Mississippi Republican Governor Tate Reeves says residents should be prepared for 2 tropical storms making landfall this week. Reeves says storms Marco and Laura are unpredictable, but the state has a better understanding of when they will make landfall.
Marco to hit landfall sometime overnight, probably in the middle of tonight, and then the other storm, Laura, is not likely to hit until maybe Wednesday afternoon or Thursday morning.
Stalled negotiations on a fresh package providing relief from COVID-19 fueled problems are the other side's fault. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, a point man for Republicans, is criticizing Democrats for rushing back to Washington to pass a bill that would give $25 billion to the Postal Service while not dealing with enhanced unemployment payments or the PPP. Meanwhile, Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is blaming Republicans. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Monday night edition. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And let's just go ahead. We've been talking about this article from Vice about the Mushroom Church in Oakland, California, having been raided by the Oakland police, where they took all of their cash and all of their mushrooms and all of their marijuana. And we'll talk.
Cops had a good time that weekend.
Yeah, you know they did. I wonder, like, how much of it was actually in the safe versus how much showed up in the evidence room.
Ooh, those are always good questions.
And we'll talk more about that. But first, let's go to your calls and your thoughts. We have Daniel in Virginia calling in. Daniel, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, just wanted to say hey from Virginia. I'm listening to you on my homemade pirate radio station.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
Restreaming through our community here. Just set it up. I've been listening since Ian was in Florida, so it's really cool to connect with you guys.
Oh, that's awesome. But
I love pirate radio, man. Thanks for doing that.
Thanks. Well, I wanted to talk about this, about the tax thing.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, I agree, it's theft, but I'm not exactly sure how you would approach that in the minds of most folks' minds when they're conditioned to believe a certain thing. But furthermore, I had a question, and my question is, with technology being vastly improved within the past, we'll say, 50 years, which is a very short time span in the history of America. How do you all foresee changes in our government as a result of more ability on the population of the United States to connect online and otherwise with the leaders? Do you think it'll have a negative consequence and develop more control? Or do you think that it will hold the powers to be, if you will, a little more accountable as the skeletons come out of the closet?
I will reserve my answer until you guys answer if you want to take a stab.
The question was, again, what exactly?
How do you think technology will affect government, essentially? Is that right, Daniel?
Yes, sir.
Well, I mean, we've had technology and government for quite a while. I mean, we at least the last 20 years, certainly the last decade or so. I mean, the Obama administration kind of made getting feedback from people a supposed priority. If you recall, in 2012, they had the little submission thing on White House, on whatever the website is, where you could submit a petition. People could sign the petition, and then if it got over 100,000 signatures, then Obama would actually address the thing. And so that was where the whole Texas secession guys, they got theirs to 100,000, and Obama basically cited the Civil War as this will happen again if you try it again, basically was his answer. So, I mean, to some extent, the federal government has been surprising in its ability to actually embrace some technology. Obviously, governments suck at pretty much everything they do. But, you know, you've got Trump. Sure. He's out there tweeting every single day, multiple times per day. He's the tweetingest president thus far. And I don't know. It seems like the government's getting bigger and bigger despite all the technology. So it's either helping them or doing nothing.
Nobody?
And my thought, just to move back, sorry to interrupt, but yep. Just a thought, like, to put it in a frame of mind, like FDR had fireside chats, and it was the first time the nation heard the president on the radio, and then The mass communication boomed from there. Here's the first time that we have the ability to say, hey, you all suck directly, without having to go through the channels. And I'm really just wondering, in the future years, will that change how we operate completely? Or will it be more of a hindrance? Kind of thinking like it'll be like, okay, yeah, you can do that, but we don't really see it.
I have an answer for you, but
I don't know.
Nobody takes that.
There are technologies that have the potential to disrupt government, certainly. You know, Bitcoin, I think, is one of those technologies that... I think it's the one that's probably most likely to cause government to come down with something fatal, because, you know, their big advantage besides their license to kill is their license to print money. Mm-hmm. And if you can take the value out of that proposition by giving people somewhere to hide when the government's in a money printing mood, I think that could definitely destabilize the government.
Okay, well, you're saying, though, nobody, is that technology has allowed us to have new tools to push back or fight the government.
Right.
And that's definitely true. I mean, Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, the internet generally, these things that have helped the liberty movement, there's no doubt about it. But as far as technology making them more reachable or them to care about what you want, no.
Oh, he's talking about making them care. I thought he was talking about making them go away.
Making them notice you.
Right.
Or,
and I think, so let me take a stab at this, Daniel, because I think I get the gist of what you're saying, or at least I have an answer for you. And that is to say that the folks who invented the internet and any of the technologies that spring forth from the internet are generally using the network effect to create decentralization. And what that means is that as long as innovation occurs, the innovation is going to outpace anything the government can come up with. There's a great meme that I have saved somewhere, and it's a picture of the Starship Enterprise with a rope tied to, you know, the old wagon, the covered wagon from the old West days, and the covered wagon is labeled government. Government is incapable of inventing quickly. All they can do is take current inventions and try to use them for, well, evil, because that's what governments do. So I think I'm in agreement with nobody that things like Bitcoin and the blockchain are going to spawn new technologies that allow people to become more free individually, that favor the individual, that do not favor the entities that we call government, that is, organizations that rule by only force and violence and claim monopolies on things. I believe that technology, humans, will out-invent government in the next, I don't know, 20 years or so.
Great. That's good. Yeah, that's kind of what I was looking for there, and I really appreciate it. The reason I ask is I make biogas from food waste and was able to generate electricity now.
Yeah.
And I know it's not a complete solution, but for me, I'm thinking, you know, our system is a system supposedly of supply and demand. And maybe we're getting to a point where people just won't really want the supply so much. And if you could kind of change people's attitudes in a way, maybe with technology and new things coming along, some of these antiquated laws and things will hopefully get removed at a quicker clip.
I agree, Daniel. Thanks for the call tonight. Good points all the way around. And I love the fact that he's been a listener for so long.
Yeah, thanks.
That's really cool. And he's rebroadcasting on Pirate Radio. That's
a beautiful
thing.
That
is kick-ass.
That started.
Kick-ass seal of approval. If I had some sort of sound effect here, I'd play it right
we
now.
We definitely need more of that.
More sound effects?
Pirate Radio.
Oh, yeah. More guys like David.
Sound effects are cool.
Radio.
Pirate Radio you can actually make an impact with.
Indeed. So, circling back to this article from Vice about the Mushroom Church in Oakland having been raided and shut down. In the case of Zidore, police found out because people complained about marijuana smoke, according to Wingate. The county health department brought it to our attention because it was impacting the health of people around there, quote unquote, he said. Yes, the smell of marijuana smoke impacts the health of people around here. In the general area known as
around here.
In the general area known as Oakland.
Wow. Call BS.
Street cops also reported that people exiting the Mushroom Church were getting robbed and that there were shootings on and around the block. I'm sure people that were being shot
Oakland.
For their mushrooms. Yeah.
Yeah, that just happens in Oakland.
Perhaps the cops should investigate the shootings.
Right.
Maybe they should investigate Oakland.
Yeah. 855 450 free like freedom. We've got more Free Talk Live Monday night edition coming up.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. mysolarbackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back, everybody, to Free Talk Live. Call-in talk radio program that's also broadcast on the internet and satellite, where you can call and take control of the airwaves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can also get us at our Discord channel, discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it is myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And from mid-March to mid-July, Divi, the new easy-to-use cryptocurrency that we've been promoting on Free Talk Live, increased in value over 10 times. Nothing is stopping Divi from increasing exponentially again, and, in fact, that is their goal. Divi's price jumped 10 times in correlation with the release of their beta wallet. Will Divi go up further when their wallet is fully released? I don't know. But at Free Talk Live, we're happy with our decision to hook up with Divi a year ago. You can go to DiviProject.org and begin earning Divi by starting a masternode or staking Divi. They have a lottery for people who stake the coin, too. An opportunity has knocked every day here on Free Talk Live since last September. Will you answer? DiviProject.org. That's D-I-V-I Project.org. So, we were speaking on this article from Vice about the mushroom church that has been raided and shut down in Oakland. And they were telling us a little bit of the details here about what went on. Hodges, who was, I believe, the proprietor, disputes the complaints about smoke and insists that if the block was violent, it was that way well before the church opened.
Yep. It's Oakland.
None of the shootings had anything to do with us, he said.
Right. How many people have you ever been around and or you been, if you've been on mushrooms, how many times have you felt homicidal?
Zero.
How many people who've been on mushrooms have been anything but entirely peaceful? Now, that's not to say there haven't been some crazy people on mushrooms and they've done some stupid things. But generally, people tend to mellow out. They tend to, you know, sit back. They tend to take it easy. I cannot think of a single time when I've been around somebody who's been on mushrooms who's had anything but a bad trip. And usually that just keeps them locked to where they are in some cases, although they could run wild and, you know, maybe get naked and, you know, run down the street or something like that.
Streaker!
But, you know, I mean, a guy running down the street naked is probably not going to actually hurt anybody.
It's still a peaceful activity.
Yeah. I don't know. Nobody, what do you think? Have you ever known a crazed mushroom violent nut job?
Have you ever run down the street naked on mushrooms?
Two different questions. I'd have to say no on both things.
You've been around your fair share of trippers, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm a hippie way back. But, yeah, I went to dead shows for many years. I saw a couple people jump in fires, but I never saw anybody hurt anybody else.
Mm, interesting. So Hodges says that they lied to a judge when they said we were an illegal dispensary, when clearly we're a church, and now they're lying even more. And he's, you know,
they're cops, so.
Yeah. The raid.
Expect from them.
Yeah, I know. The raid also underscores the erratic nature of drug policy reform in the United States. City, state, and federal law often conflict. Conduct that one authority says is okay is busted by another. This is true with marijuana laws as well.
Yeah, and Californians should be used to it because they were the first to go medical marijuana back in 1996. And for years after that, dealt with continual raids and harassment by various levels of California law enforcement until finally things settled down for most people out there.
And left in the middle are nonviolent drug users wondering exactly what they're allowed to do.
Right.
And opportunistic activists who can exploit the gray area. Yeah. Seriously, like, I'm not a fan of the organization known as government because of their monopoly on the use of violence. Their claimed monopoly, anyway.
My favorite that
I heard...
need
to give them some competition.
And I forget who told me this. My favorite, as far as, like, creative activists... exploiting, you know, loopholes in the law. My favorite has to be Maine, where supposedly, and now I haven't, you know, talked to any of these people directly, but supposedly some creative entrepreneurs, because it's illegal to sell weed, sort of like in the same circumstance here,
right?
They will, they have professional psychic weed finders. Who you call them up and you say, hey, I lost an ounce of weed here at my house at this location.
Oh, we found it.
And if you could, you know, put your psychics on that job and help me find my ounce of weed.
I'll pay you $100.
I think it was Gorilla Glue that I lost. Nice. And they'll say, well, that'll cost you. We can put our best psychics on the job, sir, but that's going to cost you $200. For that job, and we will send a psychic over right away. And then they send a psychic over, and what do you know? He found your ounce of Gorilla Glue.
Weeds, Von. What was the old...
That's beautiful.
Isn't that amazing?
What was the...
I actually considered doing the same thing with people who came and confessed that they couldn't find a girl and when we have temple prostitutes.
Do you guys remember the psychic hotline?
Which one?
The 900 with the old, the fake Jamaican accented lady.
Oh, Miss Cleo.
Miss Cleo. Yeah, she could work for the...
I think she died.
Aw.
Yeah.
Dionne Warwick's psychic network went bankrupt.
Surprise.
You
they
think
didn't see
they would have seen that coming?
Yeah. Died in 2016, Miss Cleo.
I'd like to make fun of her. That's too bad. So, anyway, left in the middle are everybody, really. And this is just a further illustration of how ridiculous all these different levels of government are, because each one can contradict the other at every freaking level, right? And this is where, what's the book called? It's called Three Felonies a Day, right? That's the book that talks about how the average citizen or person who lives in the United States is actually committing, on average, 3 felonies a day, unbeknownst to them, because of contradictions in laws.
Mm-hmm, sure.
So, it's ridiculous, and it all just needs to end quickly. So far, only 2 other cities have passed measures attempting to ease mushroom bans. Denver, which was the first, and Santa Cruz, California, a university and a surfer town about 2 hours south of Oakland. This fall, voters in Oregon could be the first to legalize mushrooms outright at the state level,
which would be amazing if that happens. Are they legalizing them?
That's what it says. This there's a link here. We can check it out in a minute. I'll pull it up. This change in mindset follows growing scientific evidence suggesting that mushrooms can treat mental health issues. I mean, the evidence has been around for a long time. It's just that it's finally becoming sort of recognized by the medical industry, if you will. Still, they're nowhere near as popular as cannabis, and it took many years and many raids before legal marijuana stores started paying cops salaries with taxes, and law-abiding adults started carrying vape pens to work. The oldest religion on the planet. As a functional mushroom club, Zydor was following the model established by the many underground weed clubs that proliferated in Oakland in the 2000s and early 2010s. The organization served as a reliable avenue for access, a problem that follows any decriminalization. But Hodges, 38, I don't know why they wanted to publish his age, insists
that's the thing they do.
His organization isn't a mushroom dispensary, but rather it's a church. The setup as a religious entity is an attempt at the religious defense argument that's been used with mixed success.
They're going to give him a chance now, which is, you know, I hope that he doesn't take a guilty plea on this.
Right. Absolutely. Take it to court and, you know, defend yourself as a church.
That may be one of the reasons why they were so cautious with this raid, where they went in.
They gave him so many strikes, and they revealed themselves and all that.
Yeah, they tried to intimidate him into stopping, and they didn't. That may be because they actually don't want to go to trial on this.
And it may well be that he didn't stop because he intended to go to trial.
Yeah.
Definitely possibility.
He was like, no, F you, I'm within my rights. Yeah. This is the church.
Hopefully he already saw, or he already had the attorney on retainer.
The idea here is that freedom of religion should pertain to any religion. Any religion. You can invent a religion, and then all of the, you know, things surrounding freedom of religion pertain to your religion. And I'll give you an example, Scientology. The newest mainstream, we'll call it mainstream religion, the newest large religion in my lifetime that I'm aware of, right, was created out of thin air by old Mother Hubbard. I mean, L. Ron Hubbard, who sat in a cupboard.
Due to a bet, I'm told, with Robert Heinlein, actually, he said he could start a religion and make people believe it.
Well, and believe it, they did, because that is, it's certainly one of the newest. But, like, all of the same, you know, sort of the laws for and against religion, anywhere at any level, also pertain to that. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.